This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien. Maury?
Ah, oui. Comme si, comme ça.
Welcome to another episode of the Retro Podcast. I'm Shem. That's Damon. Maury. That is Maria. This is where we like to relive moments from the Roz and Mocha Show that aren't available on any of the podcasts. So this is why this is a special one. And it's hosted by us three members of the Roz and Mocha Show. So who would like to kick it off?
Not me. Nose goes.
Let's spin the wheel.
All right. Spin the wheel. Pointing at me. All right, I'll go first. All right, let's go back to 2014. Question for you.
I remember that like it was 7 years ago.
It's actually 10. But that's okay. let me ask you guys this question.
Yes.
One song. Give me one song that when you hear it, instant waterworks. Maury.
Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen.
Okay. Maria?
What's that song? Christmas Shoes or something?
Christmas Shoes? What song is that?
Oh, no. Sir, I want to buy these shoes.
Yeah, it's
for
a
my
really
mama,
sad song about shoes around Christmas.
Oh,
I don't know what the name is, but I cry every time I hear it.
Okay.
It's more about the mom dying.
Yeah.
She wants to buy shoes so that she looks good
that
for Jesus.
That song.
For me, it's Kiss from a Rose from Seal. I don't know why that always
song,
gets me.
That song's kind of a trigger for me.
Why is that?
Because I worked at a movie theater, and that song would mean go clean up the crap on the floor.
What?
Because that was the ending credits.
Oh, okay.
And that meant
okay.
I now had to go and walk the aisles and pick up everyone's peanut butter, everyone's popcorn.
I'm so glad you said peanut butter. All right, well, let's go back to 2014. How many years ago, Maury?
Seven.
Okay, there you go. 7 years ago in 2014, according to Damon Maury, this is the guys talking about songs that make them cry.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2014.
So the question is this, you know, we all know music is super powerful and it can set off a trigger in anyone, especially guys. There are certain songs, according to a study that was done a little while ago, 10 songs that will make most guys cry.
Get out of here.
Okay. You want me to go through some of them with you?
You want me to cry at 7:06 in the morning?
Yeah. I don't know if you will, though. I don't know if maybe they will.
You want me to cry this early in the morning?
I would like it if you could. I'm going to play you the first one. I bet you laugh more than cry.
Okay.
I bet you laugh more than cry. So here's number 10 on the list.
Oh, my love. What up, Ghost?
So this is, of course, Unchained Melody.
That's a nice song.
This is number 10 on the list of songs that will make any guy cry.
All right.
You like that one?
It's a nice song.
It's a nice song. Feeling anything yet, though?
Lonely times. Nah.
Oh, this part coming up. Feel the pain.
And time.
Okay, so that's Unchained Melody. Mm. And then we have... Oh, this is a good one here.
Bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. What's this song?
Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, snap. The boss.
This doing anything for you?
No.
No, but listen to the pain, though. Don't leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. No, it does nothing for you?
Nah.
Wow, okay, you heartless. Oh, here we go. Let's do it for you.
Who's this? Knew you would all, you
had the grace to hold yourself. Do you know who this is?
No.
Don't say anything, Maury.
Hey, let's play.
This right now shows the difference of how you grew up and how I grew up. You were busy listening to Wu-Tang Clan. You don't know who this is.
Oh, wait. Just let it play. Let it play.
Okay.
And it seems to me. Oh. You lived your life
like a candle. Who's this?
Elton John.
Yes, finally. I told you we were going to start laughing.
Next.
This song is a song called The Drugs Don't Work.
and I hope you're thinking of me. Next.
Hold
These
on.
These are
here.
What? The top 10?
The top 10 songs that will make any guy cry.
Okay.
See the thorn twist in your side.
Do you know who this is?
Oh, wait.
Do you know who this is?
I do.
Who is it?
You too.
Yeah. Took you a while, though.
Yeah.
So this isn't making you cry?
No.
Holy moly. Okay, what about this one?
I go out every night and sleep all.
What about this?
No.
Do you know who this is?
Enya.
Enya?
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
You don't know who this is?
Oh, wait, yeah. That girl with no hair.
Dinner in a fancy restaurant.
Where's she from? Like England or Australia?
Nothing.
New Zealand?
I said nothing can take away this blue.
You don't know who this is?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Sinead O'Connor.
Thank you. Okay, so that's on the list of songs that will make any guy cry. Okay, now we move up to the top three here.
It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king.
Do you know who this is?
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know who that is?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's Leonard Cohen. Okay, here's number two.
Oh, this is a sad song.
Yeah, you know what this is?
Yeah. Eric Clapton.
Yeah, you know what this one is.
Yeah.
Even out in Malvern, you knew what this song was.
Yo, everybody knows this song. This is a sad song, bro.
Want me to just let you have this one for a little bit?
This is the one he wrote about his kid, right?
Yeah.
The one that passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a sad song.
Oh, that's too sad. And here's number one. This is the number one song that will make any guy cry.
Okay.
Okay.
Shoot.
Oof. Do you know what this is?
When you're sure you've had enough this life.
Oh.
This song's pretty sad.
Don't let yourself go.
Oh, like everybody hurts.
Yeah. Do you know who this is? Do you have any idea who this is?
No.
No.
No. Who?
You ever heard of REM?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's who that is.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is the list of the 10 songs that will make anybody cry. Mocha didn't shed a tear for any of them. Unchained Melody was in there. Sinead O'Connor, U2, Elton John, Candle in the Wind, Streets of Philadelphia. Mocha had no idea who Elton John was.
Guy with the glasses. Right? Always wearing them funny glasses and stuff. That guy.
Yeah, the guy with the wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that made the song for Princess Diana. Right?
Yeah.
That guy.
And Marilyn Monroe, some might say.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Drake, it's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
Just to refresh, we're in what year, Maury?
20,
yep. Okay,
yeah.
There we go. 2024. Maury,
Maury's
you
in
next?
A time loop over there.
I have no idea.
Maury, you go next.
Okay, so this clip is also from 2014. And you know how we've been doing the worst jobs stuff recently?
Oh,
like
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the mm-hmm. contest mm-hmm. and the ranking, but Roz and Mocha actually talked about the worst and best jobs back in 2014.
Okay.
And they talk about how being a broadcaster apparently is on the list of the worst jobs. So the stuff
that
we do.
For people in it or people, for people in it?
People in it, I guess. So anyways, here's a list of them.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2014.
I was looking at a list of the, according to Time Magazine, the worst jobs of 2015.
Ghost Hunter is one of them?
Ghost Hunter is not one of them. Are you kidding?
Worst jobs?
Worst jobs. And so the criteria for worst job, like I've had terrible jobs. We've all had terrible jobs. If you think that you've had the worst job ever, please feel free. It's 416-870-8888. What's that, Moore? What did you say? Get in here. Nobody can hear you wheezing in there. Wheezing. He made a joke.
You're in a soundproof room.
He made a joke 15 feet away. He's just sitting there laughing at his own joke.
I joked. I'm like, can I call?
Oh, you think your job is the worst job?
I'm kidding.
That's fair enough. Okay, so I've had... Now, this is based on income outlook, environmental factors, stress, and physical demands.
Okay. I guess?
Okay.
So, how many jobs you've had in your lifetime?
Me?
Yeah.
Like how many bad jobs?
No, jobs in general.
Oh, like in show business has been the majority of my time. Like I was a writer, I've been a producer, television, radio, all this other stuff. But when I was younger, I had a lot of terrible jobs. I killed rats. I literally took a paycheck to kill rats.
Really?
Yeah, in a flour mill. I did that. I worked in a vinyl siding factory.
Yeah.
Like where you just show up
hard
with
labor.
Where you show up with as long as you got your own safety goggles and safety boots, they hire you on the spot.
Gloves or no gloves?
They provide gloves and a knife. I'm not even lying.
What are you working for? Dexter?
Yeah, I'm not even lying. They provide the gloves and the knife.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had to killing rats was not a fun job. Huh. It was really not a fun job. And I had to cement them in walls. Build up barriers where all the rats lived in these dusty dirt walls in the bottom of a flour mill, and we had to put plywood up on the walls and then mix cement and pour the cement over top of the plywood.
And literally
hundreds and hundreds of rats would come running out at you as you were doing this, and the only thing they gave you was a shovel and a BB gun.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, if it gets too much, just go upstairs and either grab the shovel or the BB gun. I'm not even lying. It was the worst job ever. And the ceiling in the basement was only about 5'2".
What?
Okay, so I'm 6'4".
So you're crouching over.
You're crouching over, and there's beams that go right by your head where hundreds of rats are running by you as you're trying to destroy their home. Okay, so worst job, right?
Whoa.
That's a pretty terrible job. But according to Time... as far as income, outlook, environmental factors, stress, and physical demands, the worst jobs of 2015, newspaper reporter.
Newspaper reporter? For real?
Yeah. Lumberjack.
They still exist?
Apparently. Well, that's why. It's not a very good job as far as income, outlook, environmental factors, stress, and physical demands. Of course, that's a lumberjack.
Okay.
Military personnel. A cook.
A cook?
Yeah. A broadcaster.
Uh-oh.
Wait, that's us. I'm so much fun here.
Photojournalists.
Wow.
A corrections officer, taxi driver, I guess because of Uber, everything else, firefighter, and a mail carrier. So those are the worst jobs. The jobs
Those don't sound bad, though.
When I read you the best jobs of 2015.
Yeah.
By the way, if you think that you've had the worst job, give us a call. It's 416-870-8888. The best jobs are computer systems analyst, occupational therapist, software engineer. You see a pattern here?
Whoa, all computers.
Right? Dental hygienist, data scientist, biomedical engineer.
Whoa.
Okay? We're getting somewhere with this list,
How is Toronto Maple Leaf not on the worst list?
Statistician, mathematician, audiologist. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what number two on the list is. And an actuary is number one.
What's an actuary?
I have no idea. The best job of 2015, according to Time Magazine, I have no idea what it is. What's an actuary?
How do you spell it?
Actuary. A-C-T-U-A-R-Y. God, I'm going to teach
a person who compiles and analyzes statistics uses them to calculate insurance risks and premiums.
There you go.
That is an actuary.
What is an audiologist? A-U-D.
What is an A-U-D?
I-O.
I-O.
L-O.
Autofill. Here we go. Audiologists are healthcare professionals who evaluate, diagnose, treat, and manage hearing loss.
Wow, really? Because everybody's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Balance We're all disorders losing our hearing.
In newborn children and adults.
Jeez.
Audiology is a well-respected and highly recognized profession.
What does an audiologist make a year?
And you made me Google that?
Yeah. What does an audiologist make? I'm curious now. So this, again, Time Magazine, the worst jobs and the best jobs of 2015. The worst job, mail carrier, firefighter, taxi driver, corrections officer, photojournalist, broadcaster, a cook, enlisted military personnel, lumberjack, and newspaper reporter. The best jobs. Half of the best jobs. I don't even know what they are. Man, I tell you.
A typical full-time annual salary for this occupation is in the region of $75,000
to $85,000. That's not bad. That's good
According
money.
To the latest figures, the highest hourly hourly average wages are earned in Calgary, Alberta at $49.57 per hour. And the lowest in this field is earned in Montreal, $31 an hour.
Well, there you go. I got to teach my kid how to write code, man. If there's somebody, if there's a place that I can send, like you can send a little kid to teach him how to write code, let me know.
You too.
I'm going to send my kid there.
Yeah. So in other words, when I was 16 and I told my dad, Vernon, that I wanted to get in radio and he was like, are you sure you don't want to do something with computers? And I was like, nah.
Snap.
16-year-old Mocha should have listened.
16-year-old Mocha should have listened.
Right?
Yeah.
I could have been one of them nerds.
Yeah.
Making all sorts of money.
Yeah, exactly. When I looked at my dad when I was 16, I was like, what do I need to work for? I'm just going to date strippers my whole life.
And then he high-fived you and you had a beer.
Shocking, huh?
Yeah, you know, the worst job that we do on the Roz Mocha Show, the leader is still the guy who cleans, what is it? He like cleans like waste?
Yeah, like the scene, like isn't it? Like the crime scenes?
The crime scenes, right? Like that's...
How about the guy who was dealing with the maggots and the possums chasing him?
Gross, yeah. gross. All right, Maury.
Okay, so let's go back to 2013. Okay.
How long ago?
And, okay. 2013, because we're going into, we're approaching Mocha's birthday.
That's right.
Coming up this week. So I went back to, because I used to always get people he admired to phone in. And this time in 2013, the surprise caller was Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Mocha loved that show. So this was Kim Coates.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
Hello.
Hello.
Mocha, say hello.
Hello.
To mystery birthday caller. Say hello, mystery birthday caller.
Hello, mystery birthday caller.
Yeah, listen, I'm just going to sing a little song. You got time for a song?
I always got time for a song.
Happy birthday to you. I can't believe I'm singing. Happy birthday to you. I can't believe you're turning 64 today.
I'm not 64!
Happy birthday, dear Mocha, who named his dog the greatest name in television shows history.
Oh!
Happy birthday to you.
No way! Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy, what up?
Well, you know, first of all, can I apologize to your listeners? That was just horrible.
Yo.
Happy birthday.
Thanks so much, Kim.
This is Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy, who plays Tig. Mocha is so in love with you and that show and your character that, you're right. He named his dog after you.
I mean, what were you thinking? What were you thinking, Mocha?
Dude, I had to name my dog after my favorite character on Sons of Anarchy, and it's Tig.
Well, boys, that's really cute. How are you? How's my favorite station? How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. Dude, we are so awesome. It's a great day today, and I'm gearing up for season 6 of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, it's coming up, right? I mean, we start filming mid-May, which is in about a month. And you guys are up to date, right? You saw last season.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Is this one of those moments, Kim? You know, when you find out, that you got super fans, so much like Mocha, where they'll, they start naming, the pets that they love after a character you play. Like when you go into a show like Sons of Anarchy, you don't expect this kind of stuff to happen, right?
Are you kidding me? That's the only thing I thought of when I signed up. Someday Mocha's gonna name his new dog. He doesn't know he's getting it yet. After Tig. No, you'd never think that. But come on, boys. When I saw you last. It's been a couple of years, year and a half now. I got to tell you, the show's taken off. It's a big hit everywhere. I just got back from Europe, and I can't go anywhere in Europe. Everybody knows the show over there, and had a big USO tour in the South Pacific. doing all my charities, my fundraisers. It's been a hectic off season for me, but I just want to tell you, Mocha, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I got a question, because I see this all over Twitter, and I've heard you talk about it before, but Sons of Anarchy, is it only going to be 7 seasons? Like, are you guys wrapping up the entire show after season 7?
I think so. And I'll tell you why. Kurt Sutter, our fearless leader, who's just, you know, obviously our incredible storyteller. We always went into this thing thinking, will people watch? Will people get it? Well, it's gone, you know, beyond anything any of us could ever have imagined it would do. And we always set out, it's a 7-year thing, and I can't say never that we wouldn't do 8, but that's the Bible. The Bible has been said that it's going to be 7 seasons.
All right. Before the show wraps up, before season 7 is done, I need to make a trip out to Cali, and I need to hang out with you guys on the set of Sons of Anarchy.
How much money do you have?
Exactly.
Come on, dude.
How much money? How many loonies and toonies do you have in that wallet of yours?
Okay, how about this? The next time you're in Toronto, Kim Coates, the next time you're in Toronto, can we please meet up somewhere so I can at least get a picture with you, who plays Tig, standing next to my dog, who's actually named Tig?
I know, that's just too much. I would love that.
Last time we talked to you, you said you felt sorry for Leaf fans. Have you been following hockey this year?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
This could be it.
I mean, let's just not count the carrots yet. But I mean, the Leafs, they could actually make the playoffs.
Yes.
I mean, what a thing that would be. No, I'm very excited. I really am. I'm a little fearful of my Detroit Red Wings. They're on the bubble of shattering their, you know, 19 years in a row in the playoffs. I don't want to say anything, but boys, you're leaving a little too late for me. I don't know what's happening.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And you guys could be playing Montreal in the first round. Could you believe that?
I know.
The town must be going a little bit crazy, though, right?
People don't even know how to react up here. It's been so long. It's been like a decade. People don't even realize what's going on. Like, for us, hockey ends in 2 weeks normally.
Yeah.
I know. Well, let's just not say anything.
We'll just keep quiet about that.
Let's just keep it quiet.
Kim Coates, a.k.a. Tig from Sons of Anarchy. Greatest birthday ever. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Of course, fans can relive season 3 of Sons of Anarchy Tuesdays, 10 p.m. on FX Canada.
Pleasure. Happy birthday. And Roz, for putting up with Mocha as long as you have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim Coates.
Later, bro.
Bye-bye.
I mean, he has a recognizable voice. I can't believe Mocha didn't know who that was right out of the gate.
Especially since he's such a big fan of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of crazy. All right. Well, listen, that's the end of today's episode. If you have a moment that you'd love for Maury, myself, or Maria to relive on the Retro Podcast, send us a DM, hit us up anywhere on our socials.
Happy birthday, Mocha.
We'll do that. And yes, this coming Friday,
Mocha!
This coming
Friday. HBD! What'd you say?
This coming Friday.
Oh, yeah. This coming Friday. Happy birthday, Mocha!
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5,
kiss925.com,
or download the KISS 92.5 app.